Good evening, everyone, and welcome
to another issue
of The Summoner. I am your host and writer, Walter Pierce. My website is galleryofthemind.com. Please check it out if you have the time. Also, if you want to contact me, my email address is webmaster@galleryofthemind.com. Again, that's webmaster@galleryofthemind.com. All right, on with the show.
This is the story of a group called the Warriors. They are blessed by the ancestors. The ancestors' light shines through them as a power of light. The light, the shine, can be varied a bit, which slightly changes the power. The Warriors use their power to protect their people on the planet Artonia in the Yellow Realm. Their tales are spellbinding adventures just beyond the reach of even imagination. Among these warriors is one even more unique. He is unique because he is half human. He is called the Summoner, and these are his tales.
Issue 38. Trouble has arrived. It is the middle of a forest on Artonia. In the quiet darkness of night, more darkness appears. It is a group of the Dark Ones. As they appear, the Dark Ones are taken by surprise. The whole vibe of the planet makes them feel alone. They stand there, not attacking. Along with them is a child named Herod. He has been taken over by the Dark Ones, but for some reason, they cannot control him. The Dark Ones cannot understand it. This is the first time that they know of in their history that this has happened. Herod is young, but he is special. He shines. He is not formally named a warrior, but yet he is one of the blessed. Even with this, he fears. He too is surprised, but he knows where he is because his power has caused it. He knows that he is in his home realm, on his home planet. The fear inside of him is not only for himself, but for his people. It is for his home. Maybe that fear is what keeps him in control against that which no one has ever been able to fight against.
I won't let you take my world. I brought you here, and now I will send you back.
There is a wheen sound as the Dark Ones are engulfed in Herod's shine. It is the first time that Herod has ever controlled it. He has seemingly saved his world, but there are consequences for his actions. He doesn't realize that the use of his power will exhaust him so much. It has made him vulnerable to the Dark One inside of him. It is the one known as the Dark Commander, Orion. Orion has access to Herod's memories and thought. There are so many, but one sticks out in this confusing world. That memory is of the City of the Warriors. This city shall be his destination and target. He begins his journey to the City of the Warriors. In the City of the Warriors, the Space Command for the city has detected a ship returning to Artonia. It was sent out with others to try and find out about the known Reba defenses. The Artonians are not really enemies of the known Rebans, but the known Reba did attack one of their ships, and so the Artonians decided to strike back. Four ships were sent. The retaliatory strike did not happen. The ships never got a chance to attack. A third force engaged the known Reba while the Artonian ships watched. The third force sent half of their ships to the planet. One of the Artonian ships went into orbit and watched those ships get wiped out. The ship watching the events is the only ship to return to Artonia. This third force seems to have attacked the Artonian ships that this returning ship separated from. She returned to her small fleet, but there were no ships there. Artonia calls out to the lonely ship. Scout ship, do you read us? Do you read us? Please respond.
This is Scout Ship 4. We read you.
Hold your position. We are sending escort ships to guide you in.
Holding.
Where are the other three ships?
We think they were all destroyed. There are two that we know for sure were destroyed. We could not find debris from the other one.
The known Reva have taken two more of our ships. Were they caught on their world or trying to infiltrate it?
Neither. A third force destroyed them. Alien ships attacked the known Reva and destroyed some of our ships in the process.
The room becomes quiet, as no one knows what to think. The Praedar, one of the councilmen, and a couple warriors are summoned to the Space Command to debrief the returning captain. The ship is escorted back to Artonia, and then the only survivor from the ship is escorted to the Space Command.
She goes to the room
that has been prepared, where the debriefers are wait.
She tells
them his tale. Arrow has been given the task of asking the questions of the pilot. The other councilmen relay their questions to him through an electronic notepad Arrow is holding. So, there was nothing left of our ships.
We found nothing.
So you came here to report to us?
Yes, after following the ships.
A sinister grin comes across the pilot's face. You followed the ships? Where did they go?
Home.
The pilot chuckles. Everyone feels a little uneasy
as she
does. Where is their home?
A planet that isn't there.
Are you toying with us?
I am. And I am not.
The pilot's face looks maniacal now. Stop your babbling.
I think we need medical. The planet was destroyed by the known Reba. The planet was named Dracia.
You went to a planet that wasn't there?
Yes.
The look on the pilot's face has changed again. This time, it is intense fear.
They tortured me.
Why did they torture you? They didn't even know who you were.
They did know who I was.
But why did they torture you? Were they trying to get information about us?
They know you, too. I told them everything.
A look of satisfaction comes across the pilot's face.
She
begins slurping
on the beverage she has been given.
Errol doesn't know what to say, so he just waits. He gets the unexpected.
Let me sing you a song. It is a song that I heard there.
She doesn't sing, though. She throws her cup onto the floor
and begins screaming. Get the medical teams. Get them in here immediately. The medical team was summoned on his first appeal for them, so they arrive almost on cue. The doctor and two paramedics that come see the pilot
and go to subdue her.
The pilot doesn't really fight back.
She just keeps spouting weirdness about the many sounds that were there.
They are trouble. And I am their trouble, made into their trouble. And I have come to you.
The two paramedics usher the pilot out. The doctor does not follow. Instead, turns to the council and begins to speak. We do have trouble. Eleni is in medical. We cannot bring her around. We suspect Vlad was involved. Vlad? Vlad is paralyzed. There were two guards in the room. One was killed and his weapon taken. The other was catatonic for 12 minutes. His weapon was discharged, but it seems he missed. He was in the same room with an unarmed, paralyzed man, and the guard missed? Okay, this is odd. He said that he was hit by a blinding light and then blacked out just as he fired. Where's Vlad? We don't know. He is just gone. Oh, and there is one more thing that needs mentioning. The robot is also missing. We suspect he has full control of it. Errol doesn't say anything else. He just contemplates the threat that Dr. Vlad and a robot from an alternate reality poses. Then he just glances at the other warrior, Glass. Then the two of them leave the room in search of Dr. Vlad. Elsewhere, in the heart of a warrior city, with Vlad, Eleni, and Crone 8. Vlad has escaped, but he has been recognized on the street. Some people are beginning to point and ask whether he is Dr. Vlad. Dr. Vlad tries to quietly slip away, but he is being followed by more and more. The attention to himself and Crone 8 is growing. These accursed Eternians are following me! I know it! I'll turn down this alley! Vlad takes the turn, and a minute later, the group takes the turn too.
They are following me. Some even have those no more signs. They want to kill me. I would have been better off staying as a prisoner.
Vlad takes a series of turns, winding his way through the streets, and each time he looks back, he sees the ever-growing group. Finally, one of the policing forces has noticed. He has noticed the group and has joined it. He quickly learns why the group has formed. The policeman is about to ask the crowd to disperse when he gets a communication over his communication device. It is a bulletin to be on the lookout for Dr. Vlad. So the policeman calls out to Dr. Vlad. Hey you! Hold on! I need to talk to you. Vlad has a habit of not thinking when he is afraid. He just runs. And here he does the same thing. He runs as fast as Eleni can get his body to move. The result is that the mob begins to run too. The policeman has called for help too. And now several of the police start approaching from the opposite direction. So Vlad stops. He is trapped between the mob and the police. Eleni is very happy over the situation.
I guess you should give up.
The groups are getting closer and closer.
What can I do? What can I do? They will kill me. I don't want to die. I have to do something.
Then come with me.
Dr. Vlad looks to his left, and there is the little boy Herod standing there. Vlad feels something wrong about the boy.
Go home and play with your toys, little boy. You are of no use to me.
Take me as your hostage. The Eternians will have a soft spot for a little child being made into a hostage. They will hesitate to attack you. When there is hesitation, then there's the opportunity to incapacitate.
Vlad smiles. The little boy is odd. But Vlad likes the way the child thinks. So he grabs the little boy around the neck and then puts the gun to the boy's head.
Stay back, or I will kill him.
The crowd and the police stop advancing. Let the little boy go. We do not want any trouble.
Too late, because trouble has arrived.
Next time, a disaster in the spelling.